Pittsburgh is known for its history of steel, contemporary tech boom, and often high rate of inequality. But who is subject to that inequality, and in what parts of their life? And are things getting better or worse? 90.5 WESA's Virginia Alvino Young reports on a new tool hoping to measure just that.
Ashley Morris often brings her 7 and 3-year-old daughters, Tania and Tanea, along with her to run errands downtown. The 26-year-old can't afford to fix her car, so they take the bus. Even though the line goes right by her place, she doesn't like living in Hazelwood.
It's just, there's no convenience store. We have to go all the way down to the bottom of the hill. I've just got my Section 8, so I'm looking.
But approval for Section 8 doesn't mean automatic placement.
They said that first come, first serve. If you don't have the money, then they can't hold the house. So it's been kind of hard.
While there are plenty of similar anecdotes of families struggling to get by in the city, researchers are trying to quantify the equity gaps in things like jobs, transportation, and health. Who's impacted the most and why?
A lot of those times, you can trace back inequalities to money, but sometimes it's not about money.
That's Michael Jacobson, executive director of the Institute for State and Local Governance at CUNY, the City University of New York. His organization has developed a process to measure and score these various categories. It uses a lot of existing local data, supplemented with things like public surveys. It was piloted in New York City a few years ago. Now it's expanding to Pittsburgh. It takes a really granular look at each metric.
Not just who has housing, who's evicted from housing, who can't get into housing. You know, what's the experience of public housing for people with felony convictions?
Jacobson says the tool's greatest value is its ability to track things over time to see if they're getting better or worse. Pittsburgh Mayor Bill Peduto says government must know if the actions it takes are having a positive effect, especially with so many plans in the works.
This just sort of dovetails perfectly with what we've been hoping to do on a long-term basis, and it also gives us the incentive to get moving on it this year.
Pittsburgh is already working on things like a resiliency plan called 1PGH and a long-term development strategy called P4. But Peduto says this CUNY tool will give them much more in-depth information to use than what they have available now. Peduto says in addition to looking forward, Pittsburgh must look to its past. He says the new age of robotics and automation is disrupting the economy and says the city has to learn from another historic disruption, back when steel mills created a big disparity between those who worked in them and those who operated them.
There's a growing gap of poverty, and it's happening not just in urban areas, but in rural areas as well. Potentially, if we can come up with how we can lessen that gap in an urban area, the potential's there to then create the rural model.
It's very clear that there are populations that have been left behind all across the region. It is not uniquely a Pittsburgh or city issue.
Laura Fisher is with the Allegheny Conference on Community Development. She says across the country, as jobs become more complex, the skills gap is only likely to increase.
The pipeline is not what it needs to be, and that we have to really start seriously thinking about how we invest in talent. Think about how companies get engaged in career awareness activities and supporting training.
She says the lack of entry-level jobs in the city is challenging for people of color. But in rural Fayette County, many white families are also facing fourth and fifth generation poverty. Fisher says public transportation throughout the region is lacking, one of the greatest barriers to employment inequity. But she says personal challenges, like unpredictable work schedules and childcare, are contributing to inequalities.
It's not a lack of wanting the training or having the ability and the capacity to learn. It's the life issues that get in people's way.
The life issue is a struggle. That's all I can say.
Pittsburgher Ashley Morris says she doesn't want to receive Social Security and welfare, but continues to struggle to find work.
I have a disability. I have dyslexia. And when I go to an interview, I don't use, what should I say, proper words. I'm me. And I guess they looked at, oh, well, she don't know nothing. She don't know this. We don't want to hire her.
But through the Office of Vocational Rehabilitation, she's expecting to start a new job this summer. In collaboration with CUNY, the city is still finalizing its research strategy and will start the measurement process by the end of the year. Mayor Bill Peduto says he intends to keep the project going for years to come and to make the scorecard a public resource for businesses, government, and residents to help them make the changes they'd like to see. I'm Virginia Alvino Young for 90.5 WESA News.